Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Louis Mary Passeri. Sister Louis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching today is entitled, Forgive as You Are Forgiven.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother has sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed, and they went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. The whole point of this parable is to forgive as we have been forgiven. This is what Jesus wants us to do. Thinking about how generously God has forgiven me, I wonder sometimes how I can thank God for the mercy shown me. How many times has God forgiven me for the same offense? I want to carry out God's desire and forgive others when they offend me, but that is not always my desire when I am actually being offended. Sometimes I have to struggle to make that effort. I realize that most of the offenses I feel are due to thoughtlessness or carelessness on the part of another. They are not actually malicious. Even so, it still takes effort on my part to forgive someone who has hurt me, and I know I need God's grace to do so. Recently, I watched a TV show where the husband had carefully planned to kill his wife. At the last minute, when he was in the act of trying to kill her, the police arrived and saved her. When they led the husband out to be put in prison, not a word was said between him and his wife. She just looked at him with unbelief and hurt. I wondered, how could someone like that forgive a person for doing what he did? I wondered if I could forgive a person for trying to murder me. How does one even take the first step to forgive in a case like this? Yet, Jesus tells us to forgive as our Father forgives. We know how Jesus forgave, when he prayed for those who crucified him. Among his dying words were, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." We realize that we are sinners, and we trust God to forgive us over and over again. The fact that we have been forgiven should move us to desire to forgive others. The gratitude we have for having our sins forgiven will help us to forgive others. There is no way we can do this on our own. We need the grace of God to forgive others. If we have the slightest desire to forgive, that is the first step. God has given us the invitation to desire it, and God will give us what we need to forgive. Only by his grace will we be able to do so. Finally, our hearts cannot be at peace when they harbor hatred and a desire for revenge. It is said that revenge is like drinking poison and expecting the hated person to die. Those who have been deeply offended, as the wife in this TV story, and have been able to forgive their offender, have peace, and are more apt to heal from their terrible experience. This may seem impossible, and for human beings, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Father, you tell us that you are merciful and gracious and slow to anger, that you are abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Help me to be like Jesus and forgive those who offend me, because you have been so merciful to me. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.